mad if I turn yours off? What's up? Feel good, man. I got a chance to run around, run some routes. Then go out there. Tomorrow's kind of a no-sweat day for us, but then Wednesday, another chance to go out there and run around, and then should be able to go on Thursday.
Do you feel like you're finally getting past this thing?
The training camp's a grind, man. It's like that each and every year. Coming off, knee surgery and everything, your body's just not used to doing that. I didn't get a chance to go through training camp last year. So, I missing, 2 days, all of training camp, I'm pretty happy with kind of how my body's held up.
Did you do team drills today?
I did a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. They just limited the reps. That's all.
As you see the way these games are being called, is it a good time to get a wide receiver right now?
Yeah, man, but they're calling on both sides. Wide receivers can't put their hands on DBs. DBs can't put their hands on receivers after 5 yards. So, I don't think it'll be called as much during regular season. I just think it stops the flow of the game too much. But I think it's a rule that they're trying to, put their foot down on. And, normally when they do that, they the calls go up during the season. But I think right now in preseason, it's a little overboard right now.
In theory, does it make it easier to go up against a physical corner?
I mean, if a guy's going to be physical, a lot of the physical corners are physical within the first 5 yards anyways. Rules. You can't hold down the field. So I think the fact that they are calling it a little bit closer. Seattle basically came out last year and said, hey, that's what we did to receivers down the field. You know what I mean? So I think it's just a rule they're trying to put their foot down on. That's all.
After your injury last year, I'm sure you were saying to yourself, I can't wait to get this behind me and be 100% and get back out there again. Is it frustrating to have to go through nagging stuff like this? And how do you keep positive and not say, what next?
It's just, like I said, man, training camp grind. My knees feel really, really good. On Tuesday last week in New England, I felt probably the best I felt since my surgery. And I've always felt good, but I think, I'm over that point now to where there's no worries. So I'm just happy and blessed to be able to play football.
As a follow-up to that, from the outside looking in, it seemed those 2 days of practice, those first 2 days of practice last week was the best you had throughout the summer. Did you feel that way? And did you pick that right up?
I think it's a little different from you guys' perspective because, if I'm out here and I'm not catching a lot of balls, you guys would think that, the days might not be going as well. In reality, one of my best days I've ever had, I think I caught 2 balls in practice. So it just depends on, what we're working on that day. If it's a certain personnel or a certain formation or a certain type of plays to where I may not be featured in that. So it's all about going out there and working on your craft, and that's, blocking, running your routes, assignments, everything.
I think today was like the first day you and Riley have kind of practiced together since like the first weekend of training camp. How important is it for you guys to be out there together like these last couple of weeks of training camp, develop a
Yeah, I think it's there. It looks good to have us all on the field together and playing. But I think as far as our relationship with Nick, I think each one of us have our own different type of relationship with Nick. And I think it's been building for years now. So we want to continue to make that stronger. But I don't think that it's put us behind or anything because we haven't been out there together, so to say.
You've been mentoring Josh. What are your thoughts on his injury and what's going to be your role?
Just let him know I'm here if he needs me. If he wants to talk, talk about anything, football, stuff off the field, just let him know that everything's going to be all right, man. I understand that this is something that he definitely did not want to go through, but it's part of playing football. So just understand that as long as you attack the rehab, you're going to come back even stronger.
Non-football question, Brad. You've been following this little league team from Philadelphia, Taney, and what are your thoughts on what these kids have been able to do?
I haven't really been following it, and I catch glimpses of it. I know that they have a female pitcher, a girl pitcher, and I know that she's pretty good, supposedly. So I guess the guys were saying that they play one more game, then they qualify to go to Vegas or something like that. Are they in Vegas now?
Playing Vegas.
Yeah, and then they qualify to go to the next step. So I would definitely like to tune in a little bit, but with training camp, I get my days mixed up sometimes. So.
Any message to these kids, though, 12, 13-year-old kids out there?
Anything's possible. you know, anything's possible. Go out there and believe in yourself, believe in each other, and go out there and get after it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, that's it. Thanks.